Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, PennDOT has gotten waivers from Governor Wolf's office to resume some road work. All construction activity had been halted a few weeks ago because of coronavirus, except for emergency construction. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
PennDOT's Brad Rudolph says 9 projects in all got clearance for work to continue.
The biggest ones are probably down in Center City along Interstate 76, Schuylkill Expressway, right by 30th Street. Most people are fully aware we have a couple viaducts that we're rehabilitating down there.
He says work will also be restarted on the closed Chestnut Street Bridge in that same area. Rudolph says contractors who are doing these jobs must follow strict CDC protocols, including compiling safety plans for all workers, observing social distancing guidelines, cleanliness protocols, hygiene, and procedures to address employee sickness. Besides some limited road work, Rudolph says PennDOT is resuming bridge inspections this week, starting with the Platte Bridge. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.